Retail businesses that rely on low-wage employees are rebelling against Madison's new minimum wage rules. Starting in January, workers will get 55 cents more an hour. The Wisconsin Restaurant Association is part of a coalition suing to prevent that from happening. Executive Director Ed Lump says they'll try to convince the court that cities cannot set a minimum wage for private business.
Usurping state authority to mandate a local minimum wage increase, as Madison has done in their ordinance, creates an unfair island of competition.
The coalition contends that Madison's minimum wage is illegal for another reason. It would apply to workers in other cities who come to Madison, like delivery drivers. Doug Johnson from the Wisconsin Merchants Federation says small business powers the city's economic engine and that a higher wage is akin to sugar in the tank.
This is a bad idea. This city increase is a job killer.
But a report last year done by an economic think tank says otherwise. The Center on Wisconsin Strategy found that a higher minimum wage would not result in widespread job loss and would benefit many adult low-income workers, not just teens. Madison Mayor Dave Cheslevich pushed for a local wage because he felt the federal minimum was too low, according to his spokesperson, George Twigg.
$5.15 an hour, which works out about $10,000 a year, just isn't enough.
Madison is one of only a handful of cities with its own wage. Another is Santa Fe, where a court recently upheld that city's minimum. Madison's minimum wage will increase over 3 years. It will eventually top out at $7.75 an hour. The state is also proposing an increase, but not nearly as much. It's a wage the Business Coalition says it would support. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.